Good morning. It is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Walt Lindela in the studio right now with Nancy Buchema and Lisa Taylor, both volunteers with the MS Service Council. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Walt.
Happy to have you here. In fact, I got a phone call a little while ago about something that you guys are organizing. That's why you're here this morning. And Nancy, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what's going on, when and where.
Okay. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society Michigan chapter is hosting a Michigan walk here in Marquette on Sunday, September 14th. And registration starts at noon, the opening ceremony at 12:45, and we start walking around Northern Michigan University's Superior Dome.
Mm-hmm. And the idea is to, I'm guessing, increase awareness and also raise some funds for MS research.
Yes, it's a wonderful event. I think what I enjoy is it brings so many friends and family together to support people who have MS and families that are caregivers to people who have MS. And it certainly is to raise funds to help with research and services that are provided up here in the Upper Peninsula.
Now, Lisa, how is your involvement with this? What aspects of this are you involved with the event and with the organization?
I actually used to have a support group here in Marquette for people with MS. And then from that, I wanted to get the walk back because I had seen walks downstate and wanted to really get it back here. So I organized having the walk here and have spearheaded getting the walk back here. This will be our third year. So we've actually, the first year we raised a little close to $5,000, and then last year close to $10,000. So every year we're increasing the awareness and increasing a lot of people when they see myself, they don't even understand that I have MS. So it just gets the word out there, and people are more aware on what they can do and how they can help us.
Well, let me ask you about that in terms of getting that awareness out there and that it, year after year after year. How are you seeing it increase?
We're seeing it increase because more people are coming. And last year we had, I want to say, 50 teams at least.
Wow.
And just people from all over Upper Michigan come, and we get to meet people, and just talking to other people with MS. No one knows how you feel unless you have MS. People can look at you and think, oh, you're fine. But when you really have MS, then you talking to other people just helps increase awareness and helps get the word out across the UP.
I would ask you, both of you, that in terms of with this, you talk about with the service that you do with families and those that have MS and the caregivers. How important is that support? How important is having those other people there to rely on, to get advice, to get some help?
Fantastic. There are a number of MS symptoms that I know both Lisa and I experience. For example, fatigue. Well, everyone gets tired, but it's a debilitating fatigue where you don't feel like you can even go on. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that's visible. Mm-hmm. My walking is pretty good. As a matter of fact, I forgot my cane. I'm having a good day today. But when I get out of the car with my handicap placard in the window,
right,
I've had people look at me like in disgust. It's like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
They don't understand.
And sometimes I'll just carry my cane so that they understand that I don't know when my leg is going to get weak and it might give out on me.
But to have that support that that other people are out there, that
absolutely.
Really, really must go a long way.
Oh, it does. And it supports the family, too. I think that you get other spouses and children of people of when their parents have MS, and they know they're not alone, and that that the community as a whole is supporting you.
Walt Lindela in the studio with Nancy Buchema, who is a volunteer with the MS Service Council, also Lisa Taylor, who's also a volunteer with the group. And we're talking about MS Walk coming up here very soon that you can take part in. But I wanted to ask you, and I guess, Lisa, I'll ask you, is that, Nancy mentioned a moment ago, she said something about she forgot her cane. She was, quote, having a good day this time around, and you hear that a lot in the context of MS, but what does that really mean for you?
Well, for me, it depends on the weather. A lot of times, if it's cold and damp, I feel worse. If it's dry and sunny, you always feel better. But every person is individual. Sometimes you just the fatigue and just overall body aches is more than you want to deal with in the day. My biggest thing is the weather. I don't do well in the winter, so hopefully someday I'll get to winter somewhere where it's warm and dry. I keep telling my husband that.
Yeah, you're not really exactly
in the best location, but Every person is different, though. Some days I feel really, really good, and as the week goes on, I still work full-time, and I have a 9-year-old son, and now I just have 2 teenage hockey players living with me. I'm stubborn, so I don't let the fatigue get to me as much as I probably should, and I'm learning to let other people do things for me. Mm-hmm. But you just kind of have to go on. It is what it is, and you just move on and move forward.
Well, again, that's where a lot of this support must come into play that is really important, too.
Absolutely.
Well, again, for folks that are just tuning in, they want to find out more about what's happening with this event. Nancy, what are the details with the walk, when and where? How can folks get involved? What's the process?
Okay, it's Sunday, September 14th. They can register at the Dome. They don't have to register ahead of time. Just you can come and join one of the teams that's active right now. You can form your own team and raise some money for MS and just come and walk. We start the walk around 12:45, and it's at Northern Michigan University's Superior Dome.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, I'm assuming that if people have questions about MS, this will be a great chance to come and find out just some more information and things to be aware of.
Absolutely. And they can go to the National Multiple Sclerosis Society website and go to the Michigan chapter, click on Walk MS, and it'll take them eventually directly to the site for the Walk Marquette.
Sounds good. That's good information to find out. Nancy Buchema with us this morning. Also Lisa Taylor, both volunteers with the MS Service Council, and the walk coming up this weekend. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with the effort.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.